This is the Jerry DePoto Show.
Presented by Ram Trucks.
And Geico. Every Thursday at 3:30 with Danny, Dave, and more.
Looking forward to it every week.
The latest transactions. The breakdown on the Mariners' latest moves. The reason behind the decisions that shape the organization.
I love the time together. It gives me a chance to hold myself accountable.
Now, here's Danny, Dave, and more.
We do have Jerry DePoto with us on the Venue Kings Hotline. And Jerry, you guys won a series against Baltimore. You kind of racing the clock in trying to catch the A's. How are you feeling about things right now?
I wish we would have played more consistently through the road trip, particularly during the San Diego portion of the road trip, and given ourselves a little bit easier road to hoe here. But now we won a series. That's all you can look forward to doing. And now we tee up and play a really good team this weekend.
Jerry, I was just talking about Nelson Cruz and Denard Span and just their professionalism and everything. Are there any examples you can give us of seeing the effect that those guys have on your clubhouse?
They lead by example, and maybe more than in the clubhouse. It's just how they prepare and do their jobs every day. You couldn't have picked two more professional guys. I think those two, and even though he doesn't have the type of career cachet that Denard or Nelson does, I think you can also see that day-to-day in Mitch Haniger and just the way he goes about his business. It's their preparation. It's their steadiness. They come, they're a steady teammate every day. They don't get too high. They don't get too low. They appreciate their teammates. They support them in every way. And I think importantly to the outcome of the game, they come up in situations and they do the right thing, which is kind of a mantra of ours.
With Nelson Cruz, the way he's been playing, boy, the way he hustled and scored last night, everything that he gives you, Jerry, does it increase the chances that you'll want to re-sign him at the end of the year?
I don't think you could increase the chances that we would want to. the chances that we would want to are already very high. But, you know, we have to get to the end of the season, measure where our roster is, how all the pieces fit, and then engage Nelson in regard to his interest level, because that's part of this too. It is a two-way street, and my expectation is that we'll have those conversations at the appropriate time, but everybody wants Nelson here. There's no question about that.
Jerry, we'll make our weekly visit here with Jerry DePoto, Mariners general manager. It seems and sure looks like Felix Hernandez has found something and is making some progress. What have you seen from him these last few starts?
I have seen progress, and obviously there's still some bumps in the road along the way, but the quality, what he's given us in these last few starts, has been significantly greater than previously. I think some of that has to do with pride. You know, it was certainly hurtful from a pride perspective to be moved to the bullpen, as brief as it was. And I think you're seeing, you know, a little bit more fight in Felix as a result. I also think something as simple as changing the twist, the hip turn in his delivery, which is something that he picked up down in the bullpen with Brian DeLunas for the brief time he was down there. And he's incorporated it in his delivery. And I think it's allowing him to get down the slope a little bit more consistently and creating more action on his fastball, which, you know, we're seeing that's the thing that's most notable, even to the naked eye, is how much more fastball action he's getting due to a little bit of a mechanical, adjustment.
Jerry, the other thing we've seen since Robinson Cano came back is that there's been sort of more pieces to move around, and you see D. Gordon and Robinson Cano both playing at different spots. What have been your impressions of how they've handled the position switches and what that might mean going forward?
Well, I mean, going forward, we're going to look at forward as the next 3 weeks or 22 games, I believe, is the number that we have left to play. We're not getting too far beyond that. It's been difficult. It's been difficult to manage, and you've got a lot of guys who frankly deserve to play at a position that is comfortable to them. But we have a need as a team to do things in a little bit more of a diverse way and shift the pieces around. And largely, as we're one of the few teams in the league, even in the American League now, that has a stationary DH, you know, and with the exception of the few days in San Diego and Arizona that Nelson played outfield, he's primarily been a DH only. And that's not as common as it used to be, and that allows for or creates a need for a little bit more flexibility with the team around that position. And I think you're seeing that now with a guy like with Dee, who's been willing to play so many different positions, with Robbie, who's picked up a first baseman's glove, who's played at third. And we're going to need them to continue to do those things so that on a nightly basis we can keep our best players on the field for as long as we can.
Jerry, what are we supposed to make of the fight or the scuffle that happened before your game Tuesday night?
I agree with Scott. I played for a fairly long time. I've been associated with a lot of teams. It's not an uncommon thing, especially as you get into the height of a pennant race, as things get a little bit more stressful and the wins matter more and more every night. And sometimes temper runs hot, or sometimes emotions start to take the moment. And things happen. And, you know, we'll deal with those things in-house, and hopefully the guys have gotten beyond it. We haven't really heard a murmur past that. And sometimes that type of, let's call it combustion, or that little edge, it goes a little way toward adding an edge to the game that night, or the emotion that you play with. And probably not ideal, but it's also not the end of the world. We'll move beyond it, and I think we'll be better for it.
I'll make the same stupid joke I made yesterday, that they call that in the NFL, they call that Wednesday, when there's a fight in the locker room. You know, and you're right.
It's not an uncommon thing.
Yeah.
It really isn't.
Exactly. You got a bunch of alpha males, and everybody was sort of the king of the hill from wherever they came from. And then, you know, the other thing, too, you notice, and you probably notice this as a player, Jerry, it kind of clears the air. And guys are nicer to each other afterwards. After something like that happens, the players actually treat each other. That was the phenomenon that I experienced, that guys are, hey, air is clear, and let's all be nice to each other again.
That's been my experience as well. And sometimes, you know, if there's what we call it pressure building or tension building up for a reason. When they get to that point, it kind of needs to break. You'd prefer that it happen without, you know, getting into some kind of altercation. But, you know, it happened with the doors closed. Would like to leave it as with the door closed, and let the players take care of it, because in essence, that's the best place to let it go, because they have to be willing to move beyond it to get to the next level. And my sense is that they're doing that. And, you know, 22 games left, and hopefully this is something of a little edge that we can move forward with now. But we've not seen any negative effect from it since.
I know you still got a shot here, Jerry, 5.5 back with 22 to go, as you mentioned. But do you have any – I mean, do you look back? Do you have regrets? Do you wish you'd done something player-wise, movement-wise, when you look back?
Sure. You always look back wishing you would have or could have. We explore, as you know, we explore about every avenue. And we've certainly not been shy about making additions. And obviously this year at the deadline, we made a few. Some have worked better than others. And it just hasn't been what we'd hoped in terms of helping us click or building, particularly in the bullpen, building a bridge back toward Colomé and Diaz, who've been fabulous. And that's you can wish and you can hope, but, you know, there are players, and we're going to see if over the next 22 they can help us get there. And if I had to wish and hope, we would have beat the teams that on paper we should beat, because we haven't done that as consistently as playoff teams do over the course of the last 2 months. And that was within our control. We have a good team, and we've had a generally good year. We still have one of the 7 or 8 best records in the big leagues, but, you know, we're fighting an uphill battle to get to the postseason, and we had control of that. Now we have to do the best we can, even if it creates some kind of magical push in these next 22 games to regain that control.
He is Jerry DePoto, making his weekly visit with us. Jerry, we always appreciate your time, and we look forward to chatting with you next week.
All right, fellas. Have a good one.